Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the Congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us today.
And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verse 7. I've read these words many times, and I wouldn't be surprised if you had too. But you might think differently about them when you remember that Paul wrote them from a Roman prison cell. Think about Paul's situation for a minute. He's chained to Roman guards, he's dependent on friends for food, and he's facing possible execution. The Philippian church, which was struggling itself, somehow managed to scrape together some money to send him through their friend Epaphroditus. Paul had every reason to be anxious and every reason to worry about tomorrow, yet from that cold, uncertain place, he writes about peace. And not just any peace, but a peace that surpasses all understanding. It's not what we usually think of as peace. It's not the relief you feel when the test results come back clear or when the bills are finally paid. It's not even the quiet you experience during a good vacation. This peace surpasses understanding because it doesn't make sense. When everything in your life is giving you reasons to worry, or when your brain is making lists of all the things that could go wrong, this peace shows up. Paul knew this firsthand because this peace is actually a gift, one of the fruits of the Spirit that God grows in us. It's something the Holy Spirit cultivates in our lives, often in the most unlikely circumstances. Paul says this peace will guard your heart and mind. It's like a security system for your soul. In our everyday lives, we're constantly under attack by worry that knocks on the door of our lives demanding to be let in. God's peace doesn't necessarily make these problems disappear, but it stands guard at the entrance to our hearts. It protects what really matters, our ability to love well and our capacity to stay grounded in who God says we are. Here's what strikes me about this peace. It's deeply personal, but it's not private. Paul talks about it guarding your heart, but it happens in Christ Jesus. You can't think your way into it or meditate it into existence. This peace flows from a relationship with God and with others who follow Jesus Christ. Maybe you're in your own kind of prison right now. Maybe you're trapped by circumstances you can't control, or confined by depression, or locked into a situation that feels hopeless. Paul's words from his cell remind us that God's peace isn't an escape plan. It doesn't promise to spring us from every difficult situation. Instead, it changes how we experience the difficulty. It guards our hearts from bitterness and our minds from despair. I think about Paul sitting in that prison writing about peace that makes no earthly sense. He discovered something profound. Even in our worst circumstances, we're still loved, still held, and still part of something bigger than our current struggle. We have peace, the kind of peace that can only come from God. Father, grant us the peace that passes understanding, especially when our circumstances would suggest anxiety is more appropriate. Guard our hearts and minds today, and remind us that our security rests not in perfect circumstances, but in your perfect love. Amen. This devotional was written and read by Cliff McCartney.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of the Grace for All podcast, a ministry of First United Methodist Church of Maryville, Tennessee. I'm Jonathan Jonas, the senior pastor, and I hope you've received a blessing today from this podcast. If so, please share it with a friend or on your social media accounts. Grace for All is written, edited, and produced by the lay members of First United Methodist Church. To learn more about our congregation and its other ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, STCHURCH.org.